Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Friends, welcome back to the Love and Relationships Podcast. I'm your host, Deborah Falada, and I'm so glad you're tuning into these candid conversations about love, sex, dating, singleness, and marriage. For those of you who don't know me or are tuning in for the first time, I'm a licensed professional counselor and author specializing in relationship issues. I also run the relationship advice blog, truelovedates.com, reaching millions of people with the message that healthy people make healthy relationships. If you've tuned into the podcast before, you know it's a hotline style show, meaning people call in or write in with their relationship questions, and I answer them on this show in short, practical, bite-sized answers. If you have a question that you want me to answer on the show, send it via email or voice memo to Deborah@truelovedates.com or check out my podcast page, truelovedates.com/love and relationships, and I'll do my best to get it answered on one of the episodes. So let's get started. If you're single and wondering how you are going to celebrate Valentine's this month, I want to tell you about our upcoming Singles Night Out. Now, on February 26th, the end of this month, we are hosting an online event just for singles. It's called Singles Night Out, and it's going to be an online event where we have some teaching time, a little bit of Q&A with me. But the focus of the night is going to be fun and fellowship. We're going to break out into small groups. There's going to be giveaways and prizes and tons of interaction with singles from all across the country. So if you don't have plans February 26th, I want to invite you to join us for Singles Night Out. We've got a few tickets left, and you can get your ticket at truelovedates.com/store. It's going to be a great night, and I'm looking forward to hanging out with you guys on February 26th. Today on the podcast, we have Kristen from Indiana joining us. Hey, Kristen.
Hey, Deborah. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Just had a little vacation at the beach, so I'm feeling very renewed.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear it. So what do you have going on today?
My question is, what is important and healthy or even unhealthy to share about your past relationships with your boyfriend, girlfriend, or fiance?
It's a good question. And I would put this in two different categories right off the bat, because I do believe that what you share with boyfriend, girlfriend is going to look a little different than what you share with fiance. First and foremost, I really believe that the level of sharing in a relationship has to coincide with the level of trust. So early on, if we're talking about it in seasons, you guys know my book called Love in Every Season. I talk about the four different seasons: spring, summer, fall, and winter. So in the season of spring, for example, the first 3 months of a relationship, if we had to put a time frame on it, trust hasn't been established yet. You know, you are just at the point of gathering data. You're not at the point of sharing deep emotional experiences or sharing your past or sharing your sexual history or your abuse history or your drug history or the details of your family history. I think at that point, we're just focused on the really basic, superficial, important facts, but nothing that's too deep. And then as you move into the relationship, so moving into the season of summer, And then the season of fall, you're going to share a little bit more. You're going to give a little bit more. And I believe the closer you get to engagement, the more that you're slowly starting to share. But then through the season of engagement, I think that's the season when you really begin to share, because engagement isn't just wedding prep. It's marriage prep. We wouldn't choose our dress on the first couple of dates. We wouldn't choose our wedding dress. Neither should we begin to share those deep things that are going to be the foundation of a marriage until we're starting the marriage prep. And I think that really begins during the season of engagement. Now, with that in mind, I don't think you get engaged and the next day you drop the bomb and say, oh, by the way, I'm not a virgin. I mean, I think those things should come out beforehand, not on the first date, of course, but eventually you're going to want to share the general outline of things like your sexual history, or even just saying, hey, I'm not a virgin, or hey, I had a really rocky childhood, you know, or you can share the, what I call the summary of the chapter without the play-by-play of each sentence and how it played out. Once you get engaged, it's really important then to take the next level and share a little bit more detail. I'll give you an example of this. When John and I were dating, two things I actually really struggled with. I really was struggling with depression during our initial season of dating. And the other thing is, I had just found out while we were dating, we had just started dating, that I had this hormonal imbalance that I may not be able to have children. And they literally dropped that bomb on me while we were dating. So the temptation was to turn around and tell this guy, by the way, I struggle with depression and I may not have children, because part of you just wants to get it out and just be like, listen, this is who I am, accept me or not. But the truth is, I'd only known him for a couple months. I didn't know him that well. He hadn't earned my trust yet. And I didn't even know if he was going to be sticking around or not. I didn't know if this relationship was something that was going to last for the long haul at that point. So I didn't share right away. And then the closer we got towards becoming serious, as we moved toward the season of fall and winter, and we started combining our lives and our worlds and sharing more things, I shared with him all of those details shortly before. I mean, we had talked about getting engaged and the future. And at that point, I knew it was a good time just to share, you know, like before we really do take these big next steps, I need you to know some things. And in fact, his response to those things were part of what confirmed to me that he was the person that I wanted to get married to because of the way he responded. So you don't want to wait till like 2 days before your wedding, but at the same time, you don't want to give too much to a person before they've earned your trust. And so that's kind of the gauge that I would give you. Ease into it and give as trust has been earned in the relationship.
Great. Yeah.
Hope that helps.
Yes, definitely. And I can relate to a lot of things that you were saying. So
yeah,
very helpful.
Well, good. Well, thank you so much, Kristen. That was such a good question.
Thank you.
Appreciate having you on.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you like to be different and wear unique pieces of clothing that no one else has, you need to check out Curtsy, the online shop. I love Curtsy because you're shopping from real women in your size and style. It's so easy to use, and I found some amazing deals. It's nice that it's just women's clothing as well. I've been living in leggings in 2020, and somehow I'm still living in leggings in 2021. And I bought a new pair of leggings from Curtsy that I'm excited to try. I can't wait to get back online and see if I can find some new treasures as well. If you want a sustainable way to get brands like Brandy, Urban, Champion, and Lulu delivered directly to your door, download Curtsy today and enter promo code LOVE for 15% off your first order. Search for Curtsy in the App Store, spelled Curtsy, and enter promo code LOVE for 15% off your first order. Download the Curtsy app and enter promo code LOVE. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast today. It was so fun to chat with you about love and relationships. No matter what your relationship status, if you're looking to go deeper with healthy relationships, I invite you to check out my books, True Love Dates, Choosing Marriage, or my brand new book, Love in Every Season. You can find out more information about those, as well as hundreds of articles and in-depth courses over at my blog, truelovedates.com. I love connecting with you. So please find me on Facebook or Instagram at True Love Dates and give me a shout out. If you have a love and relationship question on your mind, reach out to me at truelovedates.com/love-and-relationships. If you're loving what you're hearing on this show, be sure to subscribe and leave us your 5-star review because it makes all the difference in getting the word out. I'm Deborah Falada, and it was so great being together again today, and I can't wait to chat with you next week. Take care.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.